Log Talk Radio.
You understand, his heart had grown.
Mary Hawkins. Mary. Mary, you ready for the 23rd number song to be read?
Yes,
Mary. I got your line open. Mary Hawkins of Detroit. She's going to be reading the 23rd number song with us. Mary.
What'd you say?
Are you ready
to
read?
No, I hear you. Yeah. Read it now.
Okay, go ahead on. Mary is going to be reading the 23rd number of Psalms today. And from the city of Detroit. Okay, Mary, you can read.
You want me to read it now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Where she getting herself together to
the
read
Lord is
that.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoints my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Mary, I want you to hold on because I want you to read that again for me, okay? Because we're going to talk from the 23rd number of Psalms tonight. And I'm going to keep your line open. I ask you to read it one more time after I get to speaking, okay? You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, when I tell you to read it again, yes, the first time, I want you to read it again, but I want to get out these commercials when I'm going to call you to read it again. The thing I want to
okay.
say tonight to those that are coming on listening, the prophecy for 2019 and 2020 and going to 22. I want to read this prophecy for some of them. I had prophesied that would be a great awareness of what's going on in Chicago, New York, Minnesota, Detroit, Mississippi, Arkansas, all over the United States. It's up in crime, shooting, murder. And I had prophesied that in 2020 going into 2022. 2020, I prophesied a disease touching the people. And that disease was COVID. That was the COVID situation. Just coming out of that. It ain't over with yet, so I want to tell you, people, wear your mask when you go in and out of these stores. Because it's not over with yet. There's another surge going to hit November, December, and you're going to have kids coming out of school and people working hard because it ain't over with yet. Now, one of my other prophecies was that would be in the United States, that would be something happening in Washington, D.C., and that's the death of a congressman and the death of a senator in Washington, D.C. I prophesied that for 2024, but I prophesied it in 2019. And you have to understand, when you prophesy something, it's the gift from God. Tonight, I want to prophesy to you tonight. I'm taking my time. I want to prophesy the word of God to you, where you might know what God got for you. Now, in there will be two deaths in the Supreme Court. I prophesied that in 2020, we had one person to die, and we got another one in the Supreme Court, if not two, might pass before 2024. Take this stuff down. This is prophecy from the ancestors, I say. There will be a death in the Supreme Court going into 20. We had one lady die in 20, I think it was 2020. But we got, I said that would be another death in the Supreme Court. That's going into 22, 23, 24. It should be happening by the 24th. Now, there will be mass floods back to back in Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and some part of Illinois, Missouri. Okay. Never had it before. It's going to start at 2022. That's now. And 23 and 24, and it's going to level all, let me put it down there, in 2025. Okay. Now, that would be in the Midwest. That's Detroit. That's Michigan. That's Indiana. That's Ohio. That's Illinois. St. Louis. Early winter for the Midwest area. In some parts of the Midwest, you're going to get blankets of snow like you've never seen before. Now, that's happening in 20, going into 20, the last part of 22, going to 23, prophecy. But you might know what this is. This is prophesied what's going to be going on. Okay. That would be an earthquake in China and Italy. And also in Russia, and that will be an earthquake in Alaska. That is going to start in 22, 23, and 24, and that will be an earthquake in Mexico. That will be three back to back. It's going to happen in 22, happen in 23, and 24. Okay, this is some of the stuff that's going to be happening. Now, I want to say this now. This is prophecy. And I said this in 2019 and 22. Trump will be found out in 20, he started to be found out in 2019, but you're going to find out about mishandling of money. It's going to come out in 2022, 23, and 24, and 25. Okay. That right now, as I speak, the end of the line is coming out, but it couldn't nobody touch him. But that's going to happen. This is the prophecy going to happen. There also be an earthquake in California, and that will be a mass flood in Las Vegas and some part of Texas, and an earthquake. In Russia, be an earthquake. Hawaii, that will be a volcano. And that will be a tsunami over in volcano will be over in some part of Hawaii, but also a volcano will be over in some of the islands and a tsunami. This was going to be happening going into 2023. And 2022 brought lots of truth of lying and stuff. There's a lot of people on their way to jail for stealing and lying. There's an investigation of the hospital stole all kind of money when people were sick. And some people got them PE loans. They going to jail. So 2023 gonna open up and lots of people gonna go to jail. And then a lot of people still sick and don't know it. Now, what I want to say to you, going in 2023, your herbs, this is some of the fruit that you need. Pineapple. You need apples. You need bananas. You need the fruit. And you need beans and greens. Stay off of the food from McDonald's and Burger King. You eat food out the garden for a blessing for you. Watch your blood pressure. And this is some of the things that's going to be happening and 22, 23. If you don't watch your blackberries, blueberries, all kind of berries, and this will help your digestive system. Galatians 22, and that will be a blessing for you. Now, this is some of the stuff going to be happening in 20, I'm talking about 22, we're in 22, 23 and 24, you're going to see a change. But the COVID ain't going to end till in the middle of 23 if people do what they ought to do. That would be a war. Russia, the whole Russia is playing out of Hitler playbook. Hitler killed mixed it, 6 million people. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to find other mass graves in Russia. There's other graves that they're going to find. It's going to sit on TV. You're going to find out there's other graves that they're covering up, and they're going to find out that's happening. And Putin said that he would drop the atomic bomb. And it's going into 2023. We're talking about killing the whole world. This man is a madman. I'm just saying that. And we have to wake up. Prayer changes things. I want to say this tonight. Go to my post office box. That's post office box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 20628. And go to my website, thecedarabraham.com. If you want to, if you got a need, you need to plant a seed. Seed and harvest bring by the seed. Now, if you want the night, and you know what I'm asking for, I want you to send $100 to my cash out. And when the Spirit leads you for the $100, you do it. Don't do it without God. I've already spoke to you. And some of you need a need, and you need a breakthrough. Need a financial breakthrough. See, when the woman had one whole cake of bread, the prophet came and she gave him the last. But the prophet left where she could feed everybody in the neighborhood. She had oil coming up. She had bread coming up. And anytime you got a need to plant a seed, harvest time. It's a harvest coming. So harvest time coming. So get ready for a harvest to work for you. Now let me go that. You go to cash out, then you hit the dollar sign, Bishop, TTT, and you can send what you want to send. I want you to get ready tonight for a miracle breakthrough. Psalms 32, take this down, Psalms 85, Psalms 10, Psalms 15. I want you to read them that want special blessing. Job 14 and 33. For this month, Numbers 3 and 6, Numbers 10 and 32. I hope Pearl is getting all this down. Some of you need to read this. Proverbs 22 and 1. Keep that name good. And the 23rd number of Psalms. I want to say to you, this is the ninth month. This is September 22. And the spirit of Venus from the ancestors coming. And I want to tell you, them that born in this month, God will regulate you, and you get up early and you meditate. And what God wants is some things that you don't know. God going to bring them out. I want to deal with the Lord is my shepherd. Put that down. I know you can read it again. The Lord, the 23rd number of Psalms. Sometimes you have to reread it. To God give you on. We're living in times now. And I was said to the women that went up to Washington, and they asked for the ban, the assault rifle. That needs to be banned. If it don't, we're going to have kids being killed. Schools, again, I'm prophesying that. I want to prophesy to you. If you got a kid in school, and you go talk to the principal or the board, and tell them, we need some metal detectors in these schools, especially in these cities, in the country too. What happened in Sandy Hook? What happened in Texas? What happened in Michigan? What happened in Colorado? The killing of our children. Now, what I'm saying to you, if you got children, I was telling you, homeschool your kids. For number one, because they ain't got safety. Locking the door ain't no good. You got to have, because kids bringing guns to school. And another thing that I want to say to you, you got to look out for this virus. Lots of these kids got it. And as soon as it gets cold, you're going to see it start happening. You're going to start going in, and you're going to feel it going in. So it's going to start with the kids. So I just want you to get ready for that. I'm going to have Mary. Okay, let me. Okay. Job 14 and 33. Proverbs 22 and 1. And I want to show the Psalm 23. Now, there's a blessing coming to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Proverbs 4 and 22, put on the full armor of God for protection because it's so much going on. I'm playing for the family in Detroit, lost a 19-year-old girl out. You have to know you have to check your kids out for so much going on. Mary, I want you to read the 23rd number song for me.
Okay, I'm going to read it again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
I thank you for that. That what you read, that number five. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's what she read for you. I want you to get ready because you can't be God-given. No matter, and I'm going, well, that record playing, I'm going to pray for those that will see. Joe, I'm praying for you. Joe, your money being released. Lisa, your money being released. Janice, your money being released. Some of you ask me, this is my money being released. I decree that your money be released quick, fast, and in a hurry. But I'm going to pray for you today. God, Tracy, I'm praying for you. You call me. Little brother, Brother Aaron. Brother Aaron, come to me. And then, guess who else come to me? And I want to say she's coming. Told me, Bishop. Somebody know who I'm talking about. She said, I knew I had to go. Cora came to me in the spirit. And Ann came to me in the spirit. When Cora came, she was laughing and chirping that something she said, and she was kind of angry with what's going on. I'm going to share that with somebody. Cora come and sit down. I said, Cora, what you want? And, you know, Cora had a little nasty mouth. She did a little cussing. But it was what was going on. The spirit of the ancestors always come. This is divine word. You can't be God-given. Now, some of you want to give $10, $5, whatever you give. Whatever you see, God's going to give back to you. Now, this is for those that want to go. Tuesday is a good day to make the round. You know what a jingling go, jingling ling, Tuesday. The Spirit told me Tuesday. And Cora told me to look. Do what you say. Until they pray with me, and they know what they did. I don't know what that is, but I'll discuss it with somebody. Father God, we come at this hour. Bless Mother Mary Hawkins and Detroit and her family. put your hand over her son. Let him be protected. Bless those that lost her one. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Henrietta. Amelia, up in Minnesota, I'm praying for you. Sam, all is well. When the witches and the warlocks start to jump, you got to call on God. You got to call on that. Father God, we come. We can't let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he won't be driving. I'm talking about divine protection tonight on you and your family. I want to tell you, Sister Betty, I was looking back. You know something? Maybe God was trying to let you know that because you didn't go and they don't need to go because too much things happening. Don't forget to read Exodus 14:14. Saint Matthew 6 that we seek first the kingdom of God for a full protection. I feel the night of divine word that's going to come to you. I feel the night God is moving warlocks and witches out of your life. And the more you give in prayer, the more you give in meditation, the more you give, God's going to give back to you. And God is not turning nothing around. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But you can't let the devil ride. If he rides, he want to drive. And you can't let him drive you into hell. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. Get ready tonight for your rest. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Those that will give, go to my write me post office box. You can write me to my post office box. That's post office box 289097 Chicago, Illinois, 60628. You can go to my website, thefeedalambiosite.com. Maybe you got a need. You need to see. See now, man. More see now. The more you give, good God Almighty, he's going to give back to you. But basically, how are you going to give it back to you? He's going to give it to you in money, silver, gold, and houses, and to help. I'm praying for somebody's help tonight. I'm praying for that cataract, that tumor, that high blood, that just, I decree for healing right now. That soreness, that cataract, that tumor, that cancer, that high blood, I'm praying right now. Dr. Gibson, call me. Tanya Scott, call me. God got a blessing. Tanya, I see a new vehicle for you. Get ready and get it. God's going to open up a door for you. And he's going to do it quick, fast. Somebody said, don't let the devil ride. If you let it ride, he won't just drive. But I decree the wall in Russia is not ended, but God is stepping in. And I want to say this, there will be back-to-back hurricanes. One is on its way now, but I had prophesied last year, you're going to have floods back-to-back, hurricanes back-to-back. It's going to hit the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to be an earthquake happening right now. You got earthquake over in Mexico, you know. It's so much going on. You got to pray, man. Woman, you got to pray. You can't beat God keeping you up. You can't beat God tonight. But God touching you. How you try, whatever you got, God give it to you. You got to be able to give it to somebody else. Open up your heart and plant a seed for your need tonight. I don't know what it is. God has already told you what to do. Uh-huh. Now we're going to get ready. Because next week this time, people in Florida, the people in Louisiana, they got to move. People in Louisiana got to come up to Freeport or come up to northern Louisiana. People down in Florida and Alabama, they got to go in Atlanta. They got to come in with it because it's going to hit that coast hot and heavy. Get ready. I said it, but I won't take it back. Prophecy is real. Turn your Bible to the 23rd number of Psalms and let God touch you in a special way tonight.
Yeah. I shall not walk. Yeah. It's about a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
If the Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me. If David was author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No,
sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah. To the throne of Israel. Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath. Outside in the town of Succoth at the Valley of Elah. With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain. And the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other. And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity, or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head. Saul's own sword in his hand. Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his sling and God.
Yes.
Amen.
You know the victory that he brought to Israel.
Well.
And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song.
Yes.
Well. Since Saul has killed his thousands.
Yes.
But David has killed his 10,000.
Yes.
You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul.
Yes.
And how Saul sought to kill him.
Yes.
And how he had to run and hide.
Well.
And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south.
Yes.
And another company closing in from the north.
Yes.
And another one from the east and another one from the west.
Yes.
And there was no escape for David.
Yes.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yes.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yes.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yes.
And web up that cave.
Yes.
And when the soldiers got there,
yes,
God is my shepherd.
That I shall not want. David was a man after God's own heart. David did wrong, but he repented to God. And sometimes you got to repent. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. And you got to understand the power of David and the power of your connection. David let you know.
And I shall not be left in want.
Yeah.
That's what the man is talking about.
Well, yeah.
I shall not want for companionship, for the Lord is my companion.
Yeah.
I shall not want for guidance, for the Lord is my guide.
Yeah.
I shall not want for protection, for the Lord protects me.
Yeah.
He hovered over me. And I rest under the wing of his power.
Yeah.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
And I shall not want.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
Listen if you please. Why? He said, yeah, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He doesn't lead me to dry and barren hillside.
Yeah.
Not so. As a highland does it see. Yeah. Not so. He takes me often to life green pasture.
Yeah.
While the grass of his grace,
well,
is plenteous.
Yeah.
And while I can eat until my soul is satisfied.
Yeah.
Until I'm full.
Yeah.
And when I feasted to my satisfaction,
yeah,
he let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Green pasture. It's a green pasture.
Well,
that's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no. This thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the King. And my Father says the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity. Nothing pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does.
All right.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
The still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why, would leave very often without sufficient drink. Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool.
Well.
And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid.
Yeah.
I think that's what God does for us who have faith in him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sometimes life's billowy sea is too reckless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no, this thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the King. And my Father says the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity. Pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. And he leads me beside the still water. The still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why would leave very often without sufficient drink? Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out there, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water in the pool was still and placid. I think that's what God does for us who have faith in Him. Sometimes life's billowy sea, it's too reckless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, he does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. And not only that, he restores my soul. Soul, it's pretty hard to define. Nobody can really say what soul is. I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God. And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize. One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul. And David seemed to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God. And he created in him a clean heart. And renewed a right spirit within him. And then restored his soul. I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. Restored his soul. Here's his soul. No wonder then he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that Dr. Q, the great Chinese Christian.
Boy.
One day he was standing out on a hill overlooking a little city in China where he was born.
Yeah.
It is said that the Japanese
no flower on earth could ever cannot heal those lost dead sister brother. We're praying. Surely, I'm praying for you tonight. Mother Rosie Cook, I'm praying for you. Mother Misha Brown, I pray for you. Bishop Ross, Jim Ross. Bishop Frank Cook, I'm praying for you. Bishop Dan Cook, I'm praying for you. Mother Carrie Nellie, I lift you up tonight. Whatever you're going through, I want to tell you, it's going to be all right. God is the strength of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling. Thank you. It's going to be all right, baby. Francis, so that Mother Francis last year, my friends, those that are locked up in the political prison, my child is Michael Blackwell, to come out.
The live sports, news, and entertainment you love or less. Visit.
Lord, you are. And we hope and meet you. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. Inez Andrew. Clyde Brown. Inez's son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot. Reverend Whitman, Barrett Sisters, Minnie Collier, y'all get in your section. Also together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors, get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Marcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr, and they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin singers. They opened up by singing.
Thank you.
join in with him. Sing the chorus.
Yeah.